Son Jarocho is a style of music that comes from the Gulf Coast region of Mexico in the state of Veracruz, and you've probably heard this adaptation. Son Jarocho was born more than 500 years ago, and now its popularity is on the rise again, not only in Mexico, but in the U.S. Beto Arcos has the story.
It's a warm evening at Tia Chucha's bookstore in Silmar in the San Fernando Valley, not far from the neighborhood where Richie Valens created a rock and roll version of Son Jarocho's most famous tune. Tonight, Aaron Castellanos is one of 8 students in a music class held at the store. He's learning to play the 8-string jarana, Son Jarocho's main instrument.
I just like the way that the jarana sounds, and I like how Son Jarocho invokes so much energy into the playing and into the singing.
Castellanos is actually learning the mosquito, one of the smallest jaranas with a noticeably high pitch.
This is the first instrument that I've ever learned, so I want to keep playing. I want to buy my own jarana and just, you know, continue practicing and see if I could grow into a more acquired player.
His teacher is Cesar Castro, a key figure at the center of the Son Jarocho explosion in Los Angeles. Castro says that since he moved to L.A. 8 years ago from Veracruz, the number of Son Jarocho musicians has been growing and the quality of the music has been getting better.
When we had the first Fandangos here in Los Angeles, the music was, not that good. But the energy, the will to do these Fandangos, it was very strong. And that's strong, still strong. And the music is getting just better, still in a very respectful, traditional format.
Fandangos are at the heart of Son Jarocho. They're kind of like jam sessions where musicians gather to play, sing, and dance around a wood platform called tarima. At the Zona Rosa Cafe in Pasadena, the Fandango is hosted by Castro's band, Cambalache, one of a dozen Son Jarocho groups in the L.A. area.
Even if you see mics, don't worry, we'll share mics.
Within an hour, more Fandangueros arrive and join in. Cesar Castro says that about 10 years ago, young Mexican-Americans got into Son Jarocho as a way to connect to their Mexican heritage.
And they felt more comfortable, more invited to participate. And doesn't matter if you don't dance, if you don't play, if you don't sing, just you can be around it. And it's a whole experience that people little by little got the chance to be part of and felt something good. Who knows what, exactly what, but definitely you felt good in order for you to go back and probably one day try to pick a jarana or try to start dancing.
One of the groups that grew out of this evolving scene is the primarily all-female Son del Centro, an ensemble created at the Mexican Cultural Center in Santa Ana, the heart of the Mexican-American community in Orange County. Ana Ursúa sings, dances, and plays with the group, as do all of the musicians. She says the music's ability to get everybody, musicians and audiences, to do everything is part of its appeal.
I think it's the music. It's a beautiful music. It's a music that is welcoming. But I think it's also that it is a part of something bigger. It's a part of a people and their traditions and their culture.
For the last 10 years, Los Angeles has been hosting a Son Jarocho festival. This year, Mono Blanco, the group that helped revive this music in the late 70s in Veracruz, came to play in South LA. Gilberto Gutierrez, the group's leader, says the traditional way of playing Son Jarocho has not changed. What's new and exciting is how young Latinos in the U.S. have taken up the music.
Esta fiesta pues tiene esta cualidad de aglutinar familias, ¿no?
The Fandango celebration has the ability to bring together families, generations, different social classes, and that's really positive, especially because these days different generations tend to separate. But now, suddenly, there's an activity that unites the family, youth, old, kids, rich or poor, and so on. I think that's what's been attractive to people here in the U.S.
I think that's its main strength, because I think in these days, almost all modern societies need some kind of sense of belonging, and Son Jarocho provides that.
Rafael Figueroa is a writer and radio host from Veracruz. He's been recording and documenting Son Jarocho, both in Mexico and the U.S.
If you become interested in Son Jarocho, you belong to a community almost right at the start. And I think that's what makes Son Jarocho so appealing to everybody. I mean, of course, for us from Veracruz, it's important, but from people from Mexico City, from California, Chicanos, Anglos, whatever, they feel like they are participating right from the start in the community.
Libby Harding is the leader of a Son Jarocho group called Conjunto Jardín.
Son Jarocho, it's so exciting. The energy that it has is infectious.
She started playing the music when she was a kid through her father, who learned the music from the masters in Veracruz.
And so I've always wanted to do it and share it with other people, share at least what I've learned, and help maybe turn other people on to Son Jarocho by hearing us. Maybe they go and look at some of the roots of the music.
And as long as Son Jarocho musicians learn and hold on to the roots of the music, the tradition will thrive wherever it's played. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos in Los Angeles.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.